Welcome to Grief Matters, a podcast that features conversations about life and death, hosted by Lori Opitz, Director of Bereavement at the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center. No subject is off limits and no topic is taboo. Please submit your questions about anything end of life, dying, death, and grief to KarenAnnQuinlanHospice.org/griefmatters.
Hi, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about something that I became very aware of again, and in a much stronger way, after going to a funeral mass and repast. And that is how all of us get to go back to our normal life. And as I sat at the repast, I listened to some of the conversations happening at the table, and I was part of that. And everyone was just talking about their life and what was coming up and what had just happened, what they were looking forward to, and talking about their normal that they still have, the normal that they get to go home to. And even as I walked into the parking lot towards my car, I noticed people were already on their phones and checking in with messages and seeing what was going on. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what we have. We have our normal. We have to go back to our home and our job and our family. And it is normal. And it is okay. It's just that sometimes we take that for granted, that we can just walk out and return to our normal. And when we get home, everything is as it was left. Our dog comes running up to us. Our cat probably doesn't come running up to us unless you have a really nice cat. The clothes and the dishes are right where we left them, and it feels the same. It smells the same. You sense that it's the same as when you left that morning. And I invite us to take a minute to stop and appreciate the fact that we do have that. And we don't know when the day will come when we won't have that. Nothing is guaranteed. And as with this family, this was an unexpected death. And there was no warning. So maybe breathe in a little bit of, I am blessed. I am lucky on this very day that I still have everything as is my normal. And for the people who suffer a tragedy or a significant loss, when they go home, it doesn't feel the same. You don't sense that it's the same. Their cup is sitting there in the sink, but they're not here. The dinners that you might have had planned no longer will happen. The dreams, the hopes, the expectations, the futuristic thinking and ideas of how you will spend the next years has just been eliminated. Everything looks and feels different now. Your world has changed. And every day, you'll have to carry that, missing them. And it sounds like just nothing but sorrow. And that is not the case. But I cannot minimize the fact that your life has changed, has been significantly impacted in so many ways, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, behaviorally. It's just different now. And if you're lucky, you will have good faith, friends, family, supports, coping skills in place to help you carry and to create meaning and pleasure again as you figure out a new normal. But for today, I just ask us to think about appreciating, for those of us who have it, appreciating our normal and going the extra mile and doing a random act of kindness, whether that be through a prayer or a meal or any other way you can think of, to extend yourself to anyone you know who has lost their normal. As always, I thank you for listening, because grief matters.
If you would like more information on any grief or bereavement issues, including options for counseling, please feel free to call us at the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center at 973-948-2283, or you can contact us online at copewithgrief.org. Please remember to subscribe to the Grief Matters podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.